Targeted chum salmon trolling is relatively new in Southeast.
It's only in the last 20 years, but particularly in the last 4 or 5, that trollers have really been able to successfully target hatchery chums.
Eric Jordan represented the Chum Trollers Association at the Ketchikan Board of Fisheries meeting. He said the Icy Strait and North Chatham Strait fisheries were worth about $1 million to trollers last year. They wanted the fishery to grow, so they put a pair of proposals before the fisheries board. One expanded spring harvest areas in Icy and Chatham Straits. The other added a summer troll area in Upper Stevens Passage, which is much closer to Juneau. That didn't go over well with Capital City anglers. Larry Edfeld of Juneau-based Territorial Sportsman says the plans encroached on popular fishing areas.
We wanted to protect King and Coho access, and we were afraid if you put 150 trollers into the north end of the Juneau area that a lot of juvenile kings, feeder kings, and cohos would be caught in addition to a lot of chums.
Rather than butt heads before the board, they decided to work together on a compromise. The commercial group gave up much of what it wanted, while the sportsmen dropped objections to the remaining fishing grounds. Jordan said it was a good deal for chum trollers.
We ended up with less area and less time than we wanted in the new area on the Admiralty Shore, where we figure we'll have an even higher percentage of hatchery fish.
He said the compromise allows trollers to target hatchery chums and hatchery kings, switching from one to the other as caps are reached. Edfeld said the sportsmen are satisfied because they were able to keep trollers out of popular fishing areas near the northern part of Juneau.
They agreed to not only a reduced area, but a 4-day-a-week fishery that did not include Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
The measure has a sunset clause, so the expansion will come back before the fisheries board in 3 years. And there's more to the agreement.
The chum trollers have agreed to not try to expand that fishery without gaining the consensus of the Juneau sport fishermen and charter fishermen, as well as the gillnetters.
The compromise is one of a number that developed during or leading up to the fisheries board meeting. Jordan said that's becoming more common. He says it's good for Alaska's fisheries.
I think if the interest groups will get together and solve their own problems, as much as they have to compromise, they usually end up with a better deal than if the 7 dark angels of the Board of Fisheries have to swoop in and decide it for you.
He credits the board, particularly Chairman Carl Johnstone, for encouraging negotiations. Johnstone says he puts the proposals with the most impact before the whole board rather than running them through a committee. He said that seems to quell some of the controversy.
And the wind kind of goes out because everybody has pretty much decided one way or the other what's happened. And then the rest of the proposals are available and the people seem to be more conciliatory.
Gillnetters, Fish and Game Department staff, and a charter group joined the chum trollers and the sportsmen in drafting this particular compromise. Their measure passed the board on a unanimous vote. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Ketchikan.